Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to 3M Industries Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the future guarantees, performance, and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Laila. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY25 conference call of 3M Industries. We'll start the call with the initial comment about the results and the future outlook of the company, and then we'll open the floor for questions and answers. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. J.K. Jain, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Over to you, Jain, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everyone, and welcome to the Q1 FY25 earnings call of the 3M Industries. Joining me on today's call are Rahul Jain, Joint Managing Director, Rajesh Sharma, Joint Managing Director, Vinit Sahni, COO and Director, Arvind Chauhan, Company Secretary, OP Gupta, CFO, and other members of the finance team. The investor presentations and the results have been published on both the company website and the stock exchange. I do hope that all of you have reviewed the same. We have commenced FY25 with a very strong performance. Our revenue for first quarter is up by 22% on year-on-year basis. This growth has been driven by a strong performance across our OEM customers. The revenue growth has also been complemented by a robust operating performance. The EBITDA margin stands at 13.7%, and the net profit has grown by 35%, reflecting our strong execution capabilities. The two-wheeler industry is experiencing strong growth. The production volume has reached 5.9 million units in Q1 FY25, growing by 20%. This performance is reflective of the improved customer sentiment and higher rural demand. We have always maintained that the two-wheeler industry is poised for strong growth and that this is paying out in the current year. July numbers for the two-wheeler industry also reflect this robust trend in our OEM volumes. We believe this growth will continue through the year, and the industry will achieve new heights. During the quarter, we opened a new R&D center in Japan and also expanded our design team. This will enable closer collaboration with our Japanese customers. We are confident that these steps will drive substantial business growth. Our new product pipeline remains exceptionally strong and robust. Notably, we have commenced supply to Royal Enfield's new Classic 350cc model for its LED headlamp, tail lamp, trafficator, and pilot lamp. We are also collaborating with TVS on the recently launched Apache RDR 310, a premium bike for the Indian market. This is also being launched globally. The EV volume segment experienced moderate volumes during this quarter. We anticipate the industry to get back to its growth momentum. We continue to be a dominant player in the EV segment, serving more than 30 OEMs, and are optimistic about the growth prospects in this segment. In the passenger car segment, we continue to make new strides. I am pleased to inform you that we successfully delivered the first project to Mercedes. We have also received the second order from them for a headlamp and a tail lamp for their new development project. This quarter also had a good inflow of RFQ from the significant passenger car customers. We are also working on these RFQs and will make all efforts to convert these into business opportunities. As part of the development, one of the important customers also audited our Sabugheda plant and approved the same. This is the third successful audit and the approval of the FIAM manufacturing facilities by the passenger car customers. As we look ahead for FY25 and beyond, we are very well positioned and remain optimistic about the future growth prospects. I now hand over to Mr. O.P. Gupta and the finance team to update on the operational performance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon to everyone. I would like to present the Q1 numbers for FY25 and comparative performance with corresponding quarter of last financial year. Company has registered a sale of ₹573.61 crore in Q1 as compared to ₹470.71 crore, registering a growth of 21.86% on year-on-year basis. The share of LED lighting in total automotive lighting is 55%. The EBITDA in quarter is ₹78.77 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of 13.73% as compared to ₹61.65 crore over same quarter with EBITDA margin of 13.1%, reflecting an improvement of 64 basis points. During quarter 1 of FY25, the PAT of the company has increased to ₹49.2 crore as compared to ₹36.44 crore, representing an increase of 35.02%. During the quarter, the company has made a capex of ₹28.42 crore. With this, I end the financial brief and now the floor is open for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gagandeep from Invest Analytics Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, are you audible?
Yes, please.
Good evening, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. My first question is on the hub motor side. So can you please provide an update on the segment of this company, including the recent developments and the demand environment for Gogoro vehicles?
Yeah, Gogoro vehicle, as of now, after their first 5,000 numbers of volume, they are again be working for their internal to reduce the overall prices of Gogoro motorcycle, and they will be launching further with the new generation 2 and this battery for B2B and B2C segment both.
So how do you see this segment of ours, like hub motors, going to shape up in FY25 and FY26, sir?
This will be, of course, in FY25.
Sorry?
And FY25 will start with the volume and it will be go further by 2026.
Okay, got it, sir. So how much investment we have already made towards this segment?
Or 35 crores approximately.
And can you give the put a number in terms of CR, like how much is going to contribute this year?
No, this is
it's too early to give the numbers because they are still testing in the market. These are, you know, a small number of vehicles are there right now. So it will really depend on how the demand shapes up. So next two quarters, we'll be able to figure out how this product moves forward.
Understood, sir. And sir, like you mentioned, two-wheeler industry is going good. But just if we go down the industry, so what is the outlook for the electric vehicles, sir?
Call recording has now ended.
So electric vehicle, as we mentioned, the current quarter has been subdued, but there is no reason to expect that the long-term trajectory, you know, the current penetration of electric vehicle is closer to 5%, under 5%. I think long-term, this trend is definitely going upward. The challenges that the industry is facing is some frequent changes in terms of government subsidies, which have been progressively moving sort of down. However, sort of equilibrium will come, and there is overall, over the next 3 to 4 years, the percentage will move up significantly.
Sir, we reported a 21% growth this quarter. So, and the industry is also doing good. You are saying that for the rest of the year also, we are expecting a good demand outlook. So, can we expect this kind of trend, YoY growth is going to be there in FY25 over FY24?
So FY25, we are saying that the outlook remains strong. All segments are doing well. All the rural demand is back, so there is no reason to think that this is a temporary growth. We think it will continue through the year.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Nvest Analytics Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hello. Please go ahead.
Yes. Sir, my question is already answered.
Thank you.
Yes.
The next question is from the line of Ashutosh Tiwari from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congrats on very good numbers. So firstly, on this Classic 350 that you mentioned, were you supplying for earlier model as well, or it's a new order for this platform?
Earlier model.
This is a new order for us because earlier was conventional with the bulb type. Now, this is the LED. All products are in LED. It is being already started supplying to them.
Fully LED lamp.
Fully LED lamp.
No, my question is that were we supplying that halogen lamp array also to them, like, for the earlier model?
No, we were not supplying for earlier model.
This is completely, and this is fully with us, this Classic 350?
Yes, 100% with us.
This should be a large revenue driver for us from RE side in that case, because this is largest year selling volume for model for them, right?
Exactly. Right.
Okay. Okay, so this is one good news. Secondly, you talked about TVS model as well. Which was that model?
TVS, this is Apache RTR 310cc, which is a premium segment vehicle, which is launched here in India, as well as they are expecting very good volume from global market too.
I think we were supplying earlier also for this, or this was some other company?
Apache all model, Apache 225, Apache 125, all models are being supplied by us only. This is a premium model, 310cc, which is being also added into that portfolio.
In a vehicle like Classic, I mean, because it's completely LED lights you mentioned, I mean, just a broad range, what could be content per vehicle? A broad range.
Contents are always be around 2,000-2,500, complete vehicle set, or up to 3,000.
For LED?
Yeah, for all lamps, headlamp, tail lamp, navigator, and pilot.
Okay, and this is Classic is completely 100% sourcing from us only. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
On the passenger vehicle side, you mentioned, I missed that statement, you successfully delivered one lot to which country, something you mentioned?
Yeah, hi, this is Vineet Desai. For passenger car, we got an order for the development project of Mercedes. This was a front light van, which we delivered through Mercedes India to Germany. So that was a successful execution of the project. And based on that experience, we have got now further orders, which we are executing now. And these are for development vehicles. That is step-by-step progress that we are doing with Mercedes.
Just to understand, because obviously we know about domestic market and how our journey has been, but generally, like we develop a development model, is there a chance in that case of really when the model launched, we get an entry, or there are some other prolonged process for getting the entry into eventually into their model?
So this is, as I said, step-by-step process, and it is a prolonged process to get entry into Mercedes, but the process is this only. So we cannot skip the process or shorten the process. So based on their experience, we will get RFQs for them, small lamps, which we will have to demonstrate. And then we will be introduced to their headquarters, which is another step, and then enter into the mainstream. So this is the process which we are following.
Okay. And you mentioned two more, one more RFQ and one visit and approval has happened for the plant. These are domestic OEMs?
Yeah, these are domestic OEMs. So three passenger car customers have already approved our plant, which is a significant progress. That means they are willing to source products, quality products from our Tapukara plant.
And generally the first entry would be in the interior lamp or even tail lamp you can get some entry into, like to begin with.
No, at this to begin with we are moving with small lights and also interior lights and certain technology products on which we are working with them. And then we have to move up the ladder to tail lamp and finally to headlamp.
What do you mean by technology product basically?
We are working on four new technologies which do not exist here at this moment. So we want to be the first supplier to OEMs, and this is new technology in lighting that we are working alongside with some OEMs.
Okay. So I think obviously I think these kind of new segment take time, so can we expect that maybe in next 3 years something sizable can happen for us in passenger
vehicles? You are absolutely right. That is the target we have set for ourselves. Normally it takes time, it has a higher gestation period, but our approach is, one approach is on higher technology products, other approach is on localization of imports, and third approach is on providing them cost-effective solutions wherever they are having issues. So these are the three pillars on which we are working with our customers.
And you think that we can make a breakthrough in this segment without having any technology tie-up as well?
Yes, we will have support of our partners, but without going into any joint venture or any of such things. We will get a technology support from international partners.
So have you finalized someone or we are probably looking?
Yeah, we are already working with them for past more than 6 months.
Okay, so can we name them or I mean it's not disclosed?
So we can't. We are not able to name the partner and the technology now for confidential reasons, which you would understand.
Yeah, no issues on that. But I think we're making good efforts on this side, and probably, I mean, I had not expected us to actually make a progress in four-wheeler. I know how competitive the market is, so that's really commendable, of course. And also, we opened this R&D center you mentioned in the Japan. So we already have engaged with, like, say, customers like HMSI and Suzuki, and we supply to Honda as well. So how this can help us further, like you also work with Yamaha, obviously was a big one. So how does this help in further expansion of our inroad into global OEMs?
When we deal with customers like Honda and Yamaha, the development process starts very early. So a collaborative approach is a must.
and the communication between FEM and their engineering is extremely important. So
okay.
to get that opportunity of future technology products, which will be for global market, not only for India,
mm.
It was very important to associate closely with these customers.
Yeah. Okay.
And therefore, in that office, we also have Japanese people, design engineers, who will be collaborating with the counterparts in our customer.
Okay.
So this has added strength to our design capabilities and will give confidence to our customers like Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki,
and many more to
develop new products for future.
Okay. And I think we are seeing some like Yamaha revenue improved from the last quarter itself, Q4, and now we are seeing stabilization. Can we expect a further ramp up in that in terms, if you can highlight any new models being developed or maybe if you're going to plan and launch something, supply something new for the models in Yamaha side?
Yeah, Yamaha, as of now, as we also discussed last call, there are 10 different models wherein we are working, not only for domestic, for global models too. And next quarter and next to next quarter, we can see some 3 odd models will be launched and will be in the market, Indian market, as well as ready for the export market too.
You want to say in the second and third, fourth quarter?
Yes.
And this will be like completely a new model win, or maybe some of these are replacement of the older model that you supply to?
There will be both. Facelift also and a new model too.
So, especially on the export side, like 3 models you're saying to be launched, will it, like say, can you highlight which are, like it is 1 or 2 from domestic, or how it is? How many export models are there in this? The overseas
one? All models, because the light which is being developed for Yamaha are regulatory requirement is meeting for all the countries. So it is
okay.
All the models will be applicable for domestic as well as for export market.
And with this launch, will the content increase further, or is it similar to what is supplying today?
Yeah, it will ramp up. Of course, it will ramp up slowly and gradually. Will increase the overall contents also.
So Yamaha will again be on growth path from next year if these models get launched for coming quarters.
We are hoping so.
Okay. And lastly, on the cash side, how much cash we have right now on the balance sheet?
As on end of the quarter, this is 235 crore.
And any thought process of utilizing this, if you can write how much CapEx you plan to do this year, and any thought process on this cash utilization going ahead?
I think we have highlighted that, you know, there is a significant effort going on the four-wheeler side clearly, and there are certain other opportunities also that we are discussing and looking. But at this point of time, it's not crystallized, but we do expect that this cash flow would help us when we take some of those big initiatives. But as of now, you know, we don't have a concrete plan on that right now to share with you.
And CapEx for this year?
Around 100 crores for this year. And overall, there is 250 odd crores that we expect over the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay. And this will be mainly towards capacity expansion only. And the
it's a combination, yes.
Okay, that's all from sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Darshan Shah from Multi Act Equity Consultancy Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the good set of numbers. So I had one question related to the Hero business that we have won. So we were planning to launch around 6 models. So any update on that?
Yes, 2 models are already in production right now. One is X440, which is collaborated with Harley Davidson, wherein another 2 models will be launched in next 2 quarters.
and further on, other projects which are under development right now will be coming for FY25.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Dishant Jain from Quasar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yes, please.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead. Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Sir, I just have a single question on the Honda customer. So is there an increase in the order share with Honda, or have we got into the new products of Honda? Can you just clarify on that customer, sir?
Yeah, there are not many new projects which are coming out from the Honda, but as of now, we cannot disclose because these products are not yet being launched. It is under development, and subsequent months, you can see some launches in the market.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from SiMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Most of the questions have been answered. Just to clarification, you said on the PV side, you already have a technology tie-up and you've been working with it.
I said that we have partners. So we are projecting multiple technologies to our customer, and we are in the process of developing proof of concept. Depending which technology moves ahead, then we will formalize agreements. Currently, we have MOUs with them.
Okay. And these partners are currently not operating in India because what we understand, most of the lighting players already operating in India through their subsidiaries or through other tie-ups.
So these partners are not operating in India today.
Okay. And secondly, on the Hero, and so this is a broader question. See, what I understand, there is the industry tailwind where we are looking at two-wheeler industry itself growing. And on top of it, the new models which we are getting from probably Hero or Yamaha, which are getting launched. So do you expect our growth to be ahead of the industry by at least 3-4 percentage points? How do you see over the next 2-3 years?
Our product mix and our customer mix is what makes us superior, and that has always been our strength. If you look at last 10 years also, when the industry has grown at X percentage, we've always outperformed. So we continue to invest in new relationships, new product lines, be it Hero or, like you highlighted, Yamaha, for both direct and indirect exports. So our mix allows us to outperform the industry. So even today, that we continue to be confident that we'll continue to outperform, driven by these factors.
Okay. And lastly, we have a mix of products which would either be giving higher realization or will be giving higher volume. But if at a company level, because we don't generally share the volumes, but if at a company level, if I have to understand, the per unit realization, what it was in 2018 and what it is today, what would be the kind of inflation we have seen because of mix change or price increases or whatever? But if we were at a benchmark of 100 today, where we would be in terms of average realization?
I think it's very difficult to answer a one all-encompassing figure here. Any figure that we give you will be misleading. I think there is just so much nuances in terms of each product line within each customer, which product has sort of sold well as compared to premium, low-end. So I think it's very difficult to give a specific number around this, but clearly there is some amount of inflation that has been there over the last many years. And also on one side, there has been trend towards premiumization. At the same time, the low-end also is firing that we've seen in the last couple of quarters. So one figure will not be correct to sort of give here to your question.
But overall, in our revenue mix, if we have to, and I don't know how we define premium for bulb or for lighting for us, but if we have to understand, how would the premium mix would have moved for us percentage mix and not exact number, but roughly where we were 5 years back, where we are today.
See, you see, see from the conventional to LED, the major factor is of LED segment, wherein two to three times of the cost value will increase. So that is the factor which can be calculated. But of course, premium models, it is totally depend on the what all configuration customer is looking for their product. There is only headlamp which is having high beam roving. There is a product which is having blinkers also, and DRL also, position lamp also. These all factors are being giving the positive and negative impact on the product.
Yeah, I mean, just on that LED part, I think even in FY20, our LED was under 40%. Today it is 55%. So that itself is a huge bump up, right? LED is anyway significantly higher.
I appreciate that factor. What I'm trying to understand is that, see, if I look at our long-term gross margins, we have been in that range of 40%. Even in 2018 and today also, we are around 39-40%. And I think you've explained earlier also that LED, the net gain or the gross margins are similar. It's only realization is higher. As a result, margin should be higher. But what I'm trying to understand that one on premium is increasing, LED is increasing. So, but our EBITDA margins are still in that 13-14 level. So is it like our incrementally disproportionately high investment behind PV or new models? That's why the EBITDA expansion is not visible. And so that's where I'm trying to understand that if PV mix, if the premium mix has increased, LED mix has increased, what is the kind of investments which we are doing that our EBITDA margins are still in the similar range?
So I think we've always maintained a higher realization doesn't translate into higher margin. Right? So when we sell LED, it doesn't mean our EBITDA margins is more in a LED product versus others. So if your correlation that if you're selling more premium product or LED share is increasing, the only advantage we get is on operating leverage, which as the company grows, obviously that is there. But other than that, at the product level, the margins are not different.
Investments are not related to
that. Yeah, investments are not related to that. That it's not like we are making separate investment for premium products versus others.
Okay, fine. I'll take this offline later. Thanks.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Jyoti Singh from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and sir, congratulations on the good set of numbers. So I have a 3-4 questions. First, what is the order size that we have for this year and our execution plan? And second, we are seeing increase in employee expenses. So that because of the salary hike annually. And third, what are expectations for Q2 as most of the companies expecting on the lower side because of the high leaves? And another on the PLI benefit side, if we are getting anything on this Q2 or upcoming quarter. Thank you.
So order book, I'll just explain you about order book. For next 2 years, we have more than 100 products available in our portfolio, which is to be developed for the different of our customers. And it is being approximate 800 crores of pre-built. And next question.
Next question is about the employee cost. See, if you compare with the last financial year, it is in the same. Rather, because sales has increased, it is in the range of 14% only. Whatever is the incremental impact you are seeing, this is because of the annual appraisals and the new hiring for all our initiatives. So these are the only reasons.
Okay, and so what are expectations for the Q2 growth and the PLI benefit?
So, I mean, we've already said that the outlook remains positive. the overall both for Q2 and for the full year, we see a positive trend in the industry. The overall environment seems to be very good. But beyond that, you know, it's very difficult to give us numbers. You will hear it more from the OEMs directly. And what was the last PLI?
PLI is low.
PLI benefit.
We currently don't have any PLI benefit or scheme that we are availing of. If there is any opportunity that comes by from government, we will examine it. At this point of time, we don't have any.
Sir, what are the expectation on the raw material side?
Material prices are X.
Expectations means you, what you are willing to say. Can you elaborate?
I mean, what are your view on the raw material side, sir?
Raw material is going to stay stable in the current level. There is no volatility at this moment seen.
But our prices are always.
And if we have a back-to-back arrangements with the customer, with a lag of around 3 to 6 months, depending on the arrangements. So that is compensated mostly by the customers.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Chhatre from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hey. Hi, all. Am I audible?
Yes, yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah. First, congratulations for very good set of numbers. I had couple of questions. One is regarding the EBITDA margin. Obviously, the EBITDA margin is currently on the higher side of our guidance. So, do we see that for the rest of the year, we can maintain this kind of margins?
We are very bullish. We hope that we will maintain that.
Okay. That's good to hear. Thank you. Secondly, wanted to understand, like, for four-wheeler, I mean, for the products that we develop for four-wheeler segment and two-wheeler segments, is there any margin difference between the two? Or do we, like, you know, within 3 years' time, will there be any margin difference? I know right now maybe the volumes are less and we cannot comment. But what is our working target, you know? There will be margin or it will be the same vicinity?
So margins would remain approximately at similar level for four-wheeler also. The industry margins are same. However, our efforts will be to make it better. That will be our direction because most of the facilities do exist in the organization. But currently, for guidance purposes, the margins are similar to the current level.
Okay. Cool. Good. And thirdly, just one last small question. For CapEx, we had said around 100 crores. So, and with the run rate of around 100 crores this year. And if I heard the initial part of the, you know, call right, we have already spent 28 crores. So rest of the guidance remains same for CapEx as well. Plus, there will be some operation OpEx as well, right, throughout the year. So what will be the total cost? I'm trying to figure out, like, what will be the total expenditure from our side or total spend?
Yeah, the 100 crore takes into account all ordinary CapEx as well. And overall, as we said, over a 2 to 3 year period, we said we will spend 250-300. But this year, it should be around 100 crores, all included.
All right. And sorry, in that 250, are we saying we'll be augmenting the capacity within our, like, existing plants, or are we targeting new plants?
It will be a mix of augmentation. It could also be some portion for four-wheeler, some part of it. I think those are all things that are going to be crystallized.
This includes the new factory for four-wheeler.
Okay. Okay. Got it. It will be a new factory. Okay. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubh from Ratnatraya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please. Audible.
So what is the guidance on potential revenues from Hero? And a follow-up to the same thing, will you be supplying for the new subsequent models, or will you also be supplying for the previous models that already exist for Hero?
We are working as of now on the new models, which will be coming out in next few years. And these are all new models and the premium models wherein we are working for the new projects and new products also.
Understood. Understood. And so my next question is, so usually LEDs have lower margins, but in your case, you are sort of making the same margins on LEDs and halogens. Do you think this will remain for the 3 years or 4 year period?
Yeah, our margin guidance remains the same, what we have mentioned. And LEDs in already 55% of our portfolio is LED. So, to that extent, it is impacting our margins, yes.
Understood. Understood. And the last question, what is the split of order book in terms of LEDs and halogens?
So all order book as of now is 100 or so for LED only. Both conventional as of now from our customers.
Understood. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Karan Kokane from PGIM India AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, a little more.
If you can speak a little louder.
Yes. Sir, I just had one question. So I can see that, you know, we have almost 30% of our revenues coming from HMSI and another 25% coming from TVS. So both of these OEMs, you know, have been doing quite well in the domestic two-wheeler market, especially HMSI, whose supply chain challenges have now been resolved. So given the fact that, you know, two-wheelers is expected to outperform the automotive industry, and within that, HMSI and TVS are doing particularly well, what is, you know, your expectation of revenue growth for FY 2025?
We are very bullish. We hope that this year it is going to be very good.
But any range or any ballpark number or any multiplier of the industry?
See, generally, we give a guidance that, you know, what we feel in the current environment, not just in the current year, we should be at 15%-20%. Some years will be far more than that. Some years will be in this range. I think from a generic, that's the only guidance we provide, but this year seems to look quite optimistic.
Thanks, sir. That was my question.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi, sir, and congratulations for a really good set of numbers. My first question was, do we have any kind of update on the insurance claim? I mean, it has been more than 1 year. What is the status on that, and when can we expect some development?
So, Sahil, regarding this insurance, we already informed. We filed the insurance claim, and this is under process, so it will take some time. And second thing, our policy is on reinstatement basis, so we are progressing very fast for all reinstatement of all assets, and construction of building is at advanced stage. So maybe in, I mean, another 2-3 months, it will be all over.
Got it. Got it. Secondly, I mean, I want to just appreciate the pictures and all the descriptions you've showed on the new technologies you're working on. The first 10 pages of the annual report, that's really good. But can you tell us what is the development on those fronts? I mean, which stage are we? What is the opportunity over there? What are we trying to achieve on these technologies like microarray lens and capacitive touch, ambient lighting?
Yeah. So, I would like to skip naming the technology on this forum, but we are working on certain technologies. We had demonstrations and tech shows at our customers, and they were very much appreciated by customers, and they have given us project to develop proof of concept of the technology, which are already in progress and at various stages. Some are ready and some are in the process. And based on that, we are going to get RFQs on this new technology product, which will then go into the development process. The idea here is to beat the curve of normal progression in four-wheelers, because if we enter through technology, then we will be very successful. So that is our approach.
Right, sir. Understood. Understood, sir. This is quite helpful. And sir, I mean, for say FY 2025 and 2026, what kind of confirmed orders do we have for four-wheelers? Will you be able to quantify that? Four-wheeler lighting?
Not at this moment. I think maybe in next conference or maybe after that we'll be able to give you some guidance. Lot of things are happening. We have good RFQs because now RFQ pipeline is full, which is the first step. And now we are making efforts to convert them into tangible opportunities. So we'll be able to give you guidance in some few months.
Fine, sir. Fine, sir. Thank you. Thank you. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Hitesh Goel from Riddhish Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks, sir, for taking my question. Sir, my question is on this new technologies again, actually. Are you getting, you know, I thought Honda will be a, Honda four-wheeler will actually be a natural customer on these technologies, right? Because we have such a good relationship. So are we supplying to Honda cars as well? Would that be our first customer?
We are not supplying to Honda cars, and at this moment we are unable to disclose any name of the customer for obvious reasons. We also don't have permission from customers as we are under NDA with them. So because it's a new technology, so as it progresses we will let you know.
Okay. And sir, on this Daimler order, can you talk us about what is the size of the order and all? Or what can be the potential size? The European
orders are revenue we will not be able to disclose at this moment, but these orders are for low volume development cars. We got the first project, we got the vendor code, and our entry into Mercedes. So first order was executed successfully, which was their trial of VM. And based on our performance, we got the second order for a headlamp and a tail lamp, which is also for development cars. And this we will be supplying by in next 2 months.
And sir, my last question. So basically, if you can give us some direction, I know it's too early days, but say, for example, today four-wheeler is 3% of total revenues. Depending on your safe assumptions at next 5 years, what can be four-wheeler as a percentage of your revenue?
At this moment, for all guidance you take, it is even less than 1%. Our direction is to take it to a significant level in coming 5 years.
Could be double digit, right? Significant.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, sir. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi for closing comments.
Just wanted to thank the management for patiently answering all the questions, and on behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, we thank all participants. Sir, would you like to give any closing comments?
Yes, please. I would like to thank everyone for participation in today's conference call. I hope that we have adequately addressed all your queries. If you have any further question, please don't hesitate to contact us. Thank you and have a good evening.
On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.